from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. This is Rahma on the mic, who will be presenting you various updates, information, programs, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia. From the news, we'll be continuing with quotes of the day. And also we have interesting programs such as Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voanews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and also shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, as always, let's begin with the news.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, welcome to the news on Friday, July 24, 2026, from the Voice of Indonesia. First, the headlines. Indonesia to align ASEAN energy security commitments with national interests. Indonesia partners with FBI to repatriate smuggled cultural artifacts. I'm Dika, and here is the news in detail. Indonesia will align its commitments under ASEAN's energy security mechanism with its national interests as the region steps up efforts to address the impact of the Middle East conflict. Ranov has the detail.
Indonesia Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson Fana Bilmulahela said energy security was one of the main issues discussed during the ASEAN Foreign Minister retreat in Manila, the Philippines on Wednesday, July 22. It was held amid growing concern over the impact of the conflict in the Middle East on countries beyond the region. Speaking at the press briefing in Jakarta on Thursday, July 23, Nabil Mulahela said discussions on the ASEAN Petroleum Security Agreement, or APSA, formed part of broader effort to strengthen the region's energy security, particularly in anticipating potential disruption to oil and gas supplies resulting from geopolitical development in the Middle East.
In general, these issues were indeed discussed during the ASEAN meeting. As reflected in the ASEAN Foreign Minister's statement on the situation in the Middle East, the impact of the conflict on countries outside the Middle East has also become a matter of concern. Therefore, for Indonesia as well as other ASEAN member states, energy security is an important issue and was discussed collectively during the meeting.
Yang penting dan dibahas bersama di dalam pertemuan tersebut.
According to him, all ASEAN member states share the same interest in ensuring the availability of energy supplies. However, each country's commitment to supporting ASEAN regional energy security mechanism will be determined beside on its respective national interests.
We will also take into account our national interests. National interest will be the parameter for determining what commitments we can pledge, because this is not a situation faced by only one country.
Previously in May, ASEAN Secretary General Kaw Kim Horn confirmed that the ratification process of the ASEAN Petroleum Security Agreement will be complete before the 49th ASEAN Summit scheduled to take place in Manila. Manila and the Philippines from 9 till 12. The APSA aimed to strengthen regional cooperation and integration in the energy sector while enabling ASEAN member states to assist one another during oil and gas supply shortages. Under the APSA mechanism, ASEAN member states may provide full supplies to fellow members experiencing shortages equivalent to at least 10% of their domestic demand. The agreement is expected to enhance the region's energy resilience against potential disruptions to global energy supplies. Desi Anugrano, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian government is anticipating the impact of conflict in the Middle East on national energy security. This effort is being carried out through diversifying energy sources and accelerating the implementation of B50 biodiesel. These anticipatory measures were discussed in a limited meeting chaired by President Prabowo Subianto at the Presidential Palace, Jakarta on Thursday, July 23rd. Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono stated that the government needs to strengthen national energy security to prevent significant impacts if the conflict in the Middle East continues for a longer period. According to him, diversifying energy sources, including the development of the B50 biodiesel program, is one of the strategic steps the government is preparing. In addition to the energy sector, the meeting also discussed national economic developments and several policies that support the community. The minister said the government continues to strive to implement policies that help those in need while simplifying various regulations to ensure more effective implementation on the ground. Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Bahlil Hadalia emphasized that the development of hydrogen is one of the government's priorities in supporting downstream processing and the transition to clean energy. According to him, hydrogen is not only an alternative energy source for the future, but also opens up opportunities for utilizing domestic resources through value-added technologies. He made the statement during the opening of the Global Hydrogen Ecosystem Summit 2026 in Jakarta Thursday. He said Indonesia has great potential to develop the hydrogen industry.
Hydrogen ini merupakan salah satu energi alternatif.
Hydrogen is an alternative energy source. First, it is a global demand. Second, it is part of downstream processing. Because hydrogen is produced from water, gas, and low-calorie coal. So we can convert our fossil from low-calorie coal into hydrogen with technology.
The minister added that the government will continue to promote the development of the hydrogen ecosystem through technological support, regulations, and collaboration with various stakeholders to strengthen energy resilience while accelerating the transition to low-carbon energy. The Indonesian government has strengthened its cooperation with the United States Federal Bureau of Investigation, or FBI, to repatriate Indonesian cultural artifacts that had been smuggled overseas. The collaboration has resulted in the return of 8 artifacts from Papua, underscoring the two countries' shared commitment to combating the illegal trafficking of cultural heritage. Here's Ofra with the full report.
Speaking at a press conference on the repatriation of Papuan artifacts from the United States at the Ministry of Culture headquarters in Senayan, Jakarta, on Thursday, July 23, 2026, Minister of Culture Fadli Zon said the artifacts were returned through close cooperation between the Ministry of Culture and the FBI. The repatriated collection includes a carved human skull, a stone adze from the Lake Sentani area, a decorated Azmat wooden club, and several stone axes that had previously been kept in the United States.
Tentu kita sangat mengapresiasi apa yang telah dilakukan oleh FBI dalam upaya untuk menyelamatkan benda-benda budaya ini. Ini di
We greatly appreciate what the FBI has done to help recover these cultural objects. Previously, through the Indonesian Consulate General in New York, we also received several bronze statues, including Bodhisattva statues, the Sriwijaya statue, Puspa, Puspa Patara, and other valuable bronze artifacts that had been smuggled into the United States and were likely to be auctioned. The FBI intercepted them and then contacted us at the Ministry of Culture. We confirmed that they were protected cultural heritage objects, and they were ultimately returned. I believe this is also an important effort to prevent our cultural heritage from being taken out of the country.
Merupakan objek yang juga cagar budaya, di akhirnya dikembalikan. Saya kira ini juga satu bentuk upaya untuk pencegahan larinya benda-benda budaya kita keluar.
Minister Fadlizon added that the government will continue strengthening cooperation with partner countries and international institutions to accelerate the return of Indonesian cultural heritage objects still held overseas. Earlier, President Prabowo Subianto, accompanied by Minister of Culture Fadlizon, received 5 Papuan cultural artifacts from FBI Director Kash Patel, while 3 additional artifacts had previously been handed over by the FBI to the Indonesian Embassy in Washington, D.C. for repatriation, bringing the total number of returned artifacts to 8.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has set a target for more than 35,000 red and white village and sub-district cooperatives to be operational. According to Coordinating Minister for Food Affairs Zulkifli Hasan, following a meeting in Jakarta on Tuesday, the government will assist these cooperatives for the next 2 years before their management is handed over to the respective villages and sub-districts.
September ini tadi menurut apa akan jadi?
We estimate that by this September, as Mr. President mentioned, about 25,000 cooperatives will be operational. By the end of the year, all 35,862 cooperatives are expected to be completed. There will be 2 years of improvements and refinements, and after those 2 years, they will be handed over to the villages, because these cooperatives belong to the villages.
The Red and White Village and Sub-District Cooperative is one of President Prabowo's flagship programs aimed at boosting local economies and improving rural welfare through integrated multipurpose cooperatives. During the meeting, he also instructed all ministries and state institutions, including the military and the police, to fully support the development of these cooperatives and provide ongoing assistance. Indonesia's National Research and Innovation Agency, the Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries, and OceanX, a U.S.-based ocean research and conservation organization, strengthened their collaboration to advance science-based marine policies in Indonesia. The commitment was highlighted during the Marine Futures Unlock 2 From Insect to Impact Symposium at the Brin Grand Ballroom Gatot Subroto, Jakarta, Thursday. Minister of Marine Affairs and Fisheries, Sakti Wahyu Trenggono, said the collaboration aims to strengthen marine conservation and data-driven ocean governance while advancing sustainable aquaculture, efficient tuna and marine fish farming, low-emission vessel technology, and self-sufficiency in fish seed and feed. He added that the future of Indonesia's marine sector depends on collaboration among the ministry, the agency, OceanX, universities, local governments, communities, and international partners to ensure science and research become the foundation of sustainable ocean policies. Listeners, it concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world. Thank you.
Here is the word of the day. Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. A quote by Sukarno. Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities. Well, listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Sampai engkau meraihnya, laskar pelangi takkan terikat waktu. Bebaskan mimpimu di angkasa, warnai bintang di jiwa. Menarilah dan terus tertawa, walau dunia tak seindah surga. Bersyukurlah pada yang kuasa, cinta kita di dunia selamanya. Pada hidup memberikan senyuman abadi, walau hidup kadang tak adil, tapi cinta lengkapi kita.
Voice of Indonesia.
New Year's Eve, 2019, New South Wales, Australia.
If you're in Mogo or surrounding coastal areas, you're at risk. Leaving now is the safest option, so leave now towards the beach and shelter in place.
Oh my god, my neighbor's house. Okay. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Last December, Australia recorded temperatures above 47 degrees. And in January, bushfires caused tens of thousands to flee from their homes.
This is a real nightmare. I can't believe this is real. I can't see anything. This is literally not real. This is not real. Oh my freaking god. We just have to get down this road to the beach.
Nearly 3 billion animals were killed or displaced in these fires.
All I want is my family. All I want is to be safe.
Pictures and stories continue to file out from Australia.
The last decade was the hottest decade on record.
Overnight, another onslaught from an ever-expanding inferno.
Extreme weather displaces over 20 million people a year. And just this year, we've seen Siberian fires and catastrophic flooding in Jakarta in February.
Rising death toll and massive evacuation in Indonesia.
Devastating swarms of locusts in East Africa in April. Cyclone Amphan in eastern India and Bangladesh in May.
It could be the worst the area has seen in 20 years.
Over 400 wildfires in Alaska. And in August, more wildfires on America's Pacific coast.
Well, the fires raging in Northern California have now become some of the largest in state history.
Climate change is man-made, and the main driver is CO2 pollution from burning fossil fuels. Global temperatures continue to rise. But something else is on the rise. Climate protests all around the world. From London, to Australia.
We are not drowning!
To New Zealand. Uganda.
Climate change is here now, and it is killing people right now. The people who are looking at it right in the face.
Tokyo. India. Cristiana Figueres was the lead negotiator for the Paris Climate Agreement in 2015.
The next 8 to 10 years is going to determine the quality of life for the next 100 to 200 years, if not longer. That's the race that we're in.
We all watched with amazement when exactly 1 year ago, young people from all over the world took to the streets to express their feeling that we're not doing enough about climate change,
that we're not treating it like the emergency it is.
Actor Don Cheadle is a goodwill ambassador for the UN Environment Program.
It's a year later now. Have we done enough? No, we have not. And climate change is only part of this story. Our rainforests are disappearing at an extraordinary rate. One football field of rainforest is destroyed every 6 seconds. 1 million plant and animal species are on the brink of extinction. By 2050, there will be more plastic in the oceans than fish. And so climate change and our treatment of the natural world are colliding and exacerbating each other to create a perfect storm. This cannot go on. You know it, I know it, and we know what we need to do.
In 2015, the UN announced 17 Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, a blueprint to achieve a better and more sustainable future for all. We need to follow these goals to ensure that we are the last generation to be threatened by climate change. These are the solutions.
We need to reduce global emissions by 50% by 2030. To do this, we need a rapid but just transition to renewable energy. That means an end to the building of new coal power stations and an end to subsidizing of fossil fuels. Government should also shift the tax burden from payrolls to carbon. Taxing carbon rather than people will increase output and employment while reducing emissions. And we need to stop deforestation in its tracks, planting trees instead of chopping them down. We need to think about what we eat and how we produce food. embracing healthy, nutritious diets, sustainable farming methods, and reducing food waste. The climate crisis is an opportunity. Renewable energy is cheaper than fossil fuels. Thousands of businesses are working to go carbon neutral, and the opportunity to generate clean, safe, and decent jobs is enormous. The passion for protest can turn into a passion for changing all of our behavior to create a better, safer, just, sustainable world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku ingin menjadi mimpi indah dalam tidurmu. Aku ingin menjadi sesuatu yang mungkin bisa kau rindu. Karena langkah merapu tanpa dirimu. Karena hati telah letih, aku ingin menjadi sesuatu yang selalu bisa kau sentuh. Aku ingin kau tahu bahwa ku selalu memujamu. Tanpamu sepinya waktu merantai hati. Oh, bayangmu seakan-akan kau seperti nyanyian dalam hatiku yang memanggil rinduku padamu.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Golden Hour. Heavenly View. Wonderful beaches, rich marine biodiversity, and historical places comprises around 110 to 342 islands scattered through it. Let me introduce you to Pulau Seribu. Pulau Seribu are the Thousand Island located in the north of Jakarta that can be accessed through ferry, boat, or speedboat. Featuring a mix of inhabited islands, eco-resorts, and conservative areas, Pulau Seribu is the best choice for a retreat. Pulau Seribu holds a lot of secret due to not all of his islands is being a tourist attraction, but also holds a massive treasure within it, such as Pulau Pramuka, which is a turtle conservative center, also Pulau Pari that feature virgin sand beach and mangrove forests. Pulau Pari is a perfect place for snorkeling, cycling, and relaxed beach activities with eco-friendly ambience. Craving for an exciting activities? Pulau Tidung is the right choice, famed for the Love Bridge or Jembatan Cinta that connects Tidung Besar and Tidung Kecil Island. This island offers biking, snorkeling, sunset views, and water sports activities for you. Also, if you want to witness the beauty of under the sea, you have Pulau Harapan. This island is known for excellent diving and snorkeling spots, beautiful coral reefs, and serves as a gateway to nearby small islands like Dolphin and Perak Islands. And if you want a comfort place to stay and rest, and also want to spend a private time with your loved ones, Pulau Macan or Tiger Island is a great choice. Pulau Macan is an eco-resort island that offers private beaches, snorkeling, kayaking, and peaceful retreats ideal for honeymooners or nature enthusiasts. There's a lot of more about this heavenly place of Pulau Seribu Island that you can witness yourself will be waiting for you in Pulau Seribu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Last February 26, we already launched the national campaign with the theme of Indonesia for Palestine, Solidarity, Real Action, and New Hope. So this launch of the national campaign was involving more than 33 Indonesian NGOs active in humanitarian assistance. So actually, we already get some information, get some hope. Other Indonesia humanitarian organization also has their own initiative, such as Basnas. They have initiative to build the Indonesian village in Gaza. And from Mercy, they will also renovate the structure in Indonesian hospital in North Gaza. So this is in terms of humanitarian assistance, along with the continuous distribution of the emergency humanitarian. But from our side, from the government, politically, of course, we will continue to support the cause of Palestinian in all forums that we have access, bilaterally, multilaterally, and also with a cooperation with many stakeholders and the UN, such as the UN OCHA or UNRWA, And bilaterally, we will also plan for the Palestinians to profit them the capacity building programs, economic development program, and also scholarship.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesian.
Let's Speak Indonesian.
Magic words. Hi, VOI listener. Today's Let's Speak Indonesian talks about magic words. The term magic words often refers to polite phrases like please, thank you, and so on. These words are considered magic because they are relatively easy to say and can have a big impact on social interactions. So here we go, Indonesian magic words. Tolong, please, terima kasih, thank you, sama-sama, you're welcome, permisi, excuse me, maaf, sorry. Bolehkah saya? May I? For example, tolong tutup pintunya. Close the door, please. Permisi, boleh saya duduk di sini? Excuse me, may I sit here? Magic words are necessary to be taught to children from an early age so they are able to communicate effectively and understand how to respect others. So, have you practiced these magic words every day? Let's start small to achieve big. Well, listener, that's Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Stay tuned for learning more Indonesian words for daily use only on Let's Speak Indonesian. Sampai jumpa.
Listener, here is The Woman of Indonesia, a special series to celebrate and commemorate the Kartini Day and the amazing role of women in Indonesia. And today, we will talk about Hetty Kusendang. Hetty Kusendang was often named as legendary keroncong singer. But she is way more than that. When most singers usually stick to one music style, Hetty Kusendang has a greater range. Let's start with her early life. Hetty Kusendang was born into a Sunda Minang couple on August 6, 1957. She debuted at the age of 17 years old. It did not take her long to go national. Two years after her debut, Hetty Kusendang, along with Aji Bandi, performed at the 7th Indonesian Popular Song Festival. Their performance became the second best at the event. From here, Hetty and Aji Bandi joined the World Popular Song Festival in Tokyo, Japan. They performed Damai Tapi Gersang, or Peaceful But Barren. This was deemed one of the best performances of Hetty Kusendang.
Título de la canción, Amado Mío, letra Titik Hamza, música Adisuma Atmaya. Canta Hetty Kusendang.
Another most remarkable performance of Hetty Kusendang was in 1983 edition of Viña del Mar International Song Festival in Chile. With orchestra led by ADMS, Hetty Kusendang performed Sayang or Dear. Her amazing performance made her chosen as the best singer in the festival. That performance alone, ladies and gentlemen, was a proof that Indonesian female singer deserved an international stage. That performance alone, ladies and gentlemen, was a proof that Indonesian female singer deserved an international stage. As the years went on, Hetty continued to perform internationally, especially in countries like Japan and the Netherlands, where her music found a strong audience. Later in her career, she also became a judge in singing competitions, mentoring young talents and sharing her experience with the next generation. Until today, Hetty Kusendang is known for her versatility in styles, from Sundanese, Minang, Keroncong, into pop songs. She is a living proof that even from such a young age, when you set your mind on a goal, any woman can reach the highest level they want. Listener, that is today's episode of Women of Indonesia about Hetty Kusendang. Stay tuned to the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Lala Huta. Lala Huta is an Indonesian pop band that started their career in 2013 by playing music from cafe to cafe. Finally, in 2018, they released their first single entitled Tunggu Apa Lagi, or What Are You Waiting For, that marks their professional career as musicians. Through their first single, Lala Huta starts to be popular. After that, they continue to produce other hit singles such as Buat Apa Mencoba in 2019, 123 or 123, and Radar in 2023. Last May 2024, they released their latest work by introducing Kevin Widaya as their new vocalist, who immediately fills the vocals for the song Aku Bertahan or I Survive. Through the official release, Kevin's presence completes Lala Huta's formation in the band's new journey. Meanwhile, the other members are Boni Eko on the drum, Alain Hiskia on the bass, and Beno Lololia on the guitar. The song Aku Bertahan was previously popularized by Indonesian soloist Rio Febrian in 2008. Lala Huta's version of Aku Bertahan gives a different touch, but still gives a beautiful nuance to the song. It tells the story of someone who wants to stay in a relationship even though his partner wants to move away and end the relationship. Well, listener, here is the version of Aku Bertahan by Lala Huta. Enjoy the song.
Perasaanmu kepadaku sedih saat kau tak yakin kepadaku akan cintaku. Jalan berliku takkan membuatku menyerah akan cinta kita. Tatap mataku dan kau akan tahu semuanya yang ku rasakan. Aku bertahan karena ku yakin cintaku kepadamu. Sering kau coba untuk mematikan hatiku. Takkan terjadi yang aku tahu, kau hanya untukku. Aku bertahan, ku akan tetap pada pendirianku. Sekeras kau coba untuk membunuh cintaku, yang aku tahu kau hanya untukku. Coba kau hanya untukku.
Listener, that's a wrap today's program of English service from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any feedback to send, you can send it to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, or send a direct message, mention us on social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at @voi_official. Follow us as well on TikTok at @voi_official and subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And you can also reach us on WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. So I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.